Hi, this is Evan again with Adrift Intercourse, and surprise, surprise, I'm back with another installment here. Mainly, this one's going to be really brief, but I was talking to somebody, and they mentioned to me that in love within regards to hip-hop culture and the rap industry and things like that, people feel like love is toxic. And, you know, what I say to it, I said that love is actually scary, but it's beautiful. And, you know, she had mentioned that insecurities make it scary, right? And that's something I want to talk about. Because I know for me, growing up, when you consider yourself to have like an insecurity, you know, people just they automatically dismiss it, and they're like, "Oh no, there's something wrong with you. You need to fix that and be done with it," right? But not knowing how to fix or not knowing how to even acknowledge or find out what is causing these insecurities, right, can leave you into a whole world of what's going on. And it really hurts when you have an insecurity and it's easily expressed, but your partner or the person who you're with, they go ahead and they exploit it. You know, I kind of treat those, I think of that as like, one is wrong, right? It's wrong on so many levels. Mainly because of the fact that when you engage in love and when you engage in being open and vulnerable to someone, right, you're showing them that, hey, within all the craziness that's in this world, I want you to see me for who I really am. I'm not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect, but I am trying to be better. Granted, I do feel like if people were more reflective and look inward more to why they may be feeling what they may be feeling and what's triggering it, that can help them better explain their insecurities. But I don't feel growing up that we were taught the proper ways on how to inflect or think inwards about what's causing our problems or whatnot. And it's only something that you kind of learn like once you get older. But I would say that in regards to being vulnerable, again, with love, you need, when you're with your partner, you need to know that like you have the chance to just be honest and just say that, hey, this is bothering me. And I don't know the best way to say it. I don't know the best way how, but I just know that this is a pain point for me. And for me, like how I like to view my relationships, I take it upon myself to say, okay, I acknowledge that this is a pain point, and what way, how can we work through this pain point for you? So that way it can help us be better, right? Because again, you may be feeling insecure about something, but you don't have to stay in that mindset. You can get over it. And if you love somebody, you know, I just feel like part of being in that relationship with that person is helping them getting over their defects if they want to. So if they want to is going to be the key thing, because you can't, you know, as the saying goes, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? But what I just want to challenge you to do is to just have an open dialogue and communication with them to let them know that, hey, listen, I'm bringing you the water. Whenever you feel like drinking, I'll be here to help drink with you, right? And that's what I want to kind of get across in saying that our vulnerabilities, I feel like if we all did a better job at trying to address them for one another, we would become better and we would love better and we would be more open to engaging in love more often. We wouldn't feel so hurt or so betrayed because that person used this insecurity of mine as a way to like kind of have leverage over me. And if you're in that situation where you feel like somebody's using things to have leverage over you, you really have to think to yourself, is this really worth it for me to still be in this for my own personal health, right? Because it's never a good feeling to know that you can't be completely, you can't show who you really are to the person who's supposed to be, you know, out of everything in this whole entire world, loving you the most. So again, that's just, you know, a quick little thing that I kind of wanted to bring up and talk about and just try to express of how it's important for us to become more vulnerable, to accept, you know, there may be things that we don't like, there may be things that I have an issue, but this is why I have an issue, and I would love your help to kind of help walk me through or help see the, help me find a way to see this in another light. And I feel like if you do this, it'll create a deeper bond between you and your partner. So again, this is Evan with Adrift Intercourse. A little short one today, but I hope everybody's having a wonderful Friday today. I love you all. See you on the next one.